This is Dr. Schmidt equating a 1280 kg patient Benjamin Edwards. On 10-124, Mr. Edwards performed a 12-lead EKG period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm. QRS complexes are normal. T waves are normal. New paragraph. Impression normal EKG. Next, 12-lead EKG on patient. Jennifer Ronan on 10-124. Mrs. Ronan performed a 12-lead EKG period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm period. QRS complexes are normal. T waves are normal. Period of paragraph impression normal EKG. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on James Floyd. This goes to Matthew Lucas, FNP. On 10-124, Mr. Floyd performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced capacity was moderately impaired and was very severe airways obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 6/25/24. There's been no significant change period. The air velocity index on the current study is less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. The paragraph impression, very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on James Ring. This goes to Dr. Bocoup on 10-124. Mr. Ring performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. There was complete reversibility after bronchodilators, period. New paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction, consistent with asthma, versus improved effort after bronchodilators. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Clement Warshesky, Warshesky. This goes to Corrine Edick, PA. On 10-124, Mr. Warshesky performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there's a minimal degree of airway obstruction period. There was improved effort regarding the forced vital capacity. Period compared to a prior study dated 5/31/24. There's been no significant change. Period. New paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a significant bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Jeffrey Cully, Cully, C-U-L-L-Y. And this goes to the VA. On 10-124, Mr. Cully performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a mild degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was insignificant change period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/27/24, there's been some improvement. Period. New paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing improvement. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Richard Edwards. This goes to Dr. Price. On 10-124, Mr. Edwards performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchial activity period compared to a study dated 6/27/24. There's been no change period. New paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on George Ann Wigan. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 10-124, Mrs. Wigan performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 7/24/24, there's been no change period. New paragraph compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression period. Thank you.